RadioArchives.com presents Killing Shadows by Teal James Glynn. Read for you by Joe Formicella. Killing Shadows is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Chapter 1. Ship Shape. While the storm raged on the ocean outside, Yuri, the bald Russian with the limp, made us all get into the shipping containers at gunpoint. There were 66 others jammed into the steel pod I was in, packed shoulder to shoulder like sardines in a can, or perhaps more like corpses in a mass grave. My cousin Dai Hoon, whom I've called Sammo for years because he looks like a full-faced Chinese movie star with that name, was being herded into the second of 9 other containers in the hold of the wildly rolling freighter. Sammo shot me that look of WTF now that I had seen so many times before, but not quite in such dire circumstances. I signed, "Stay cool," and let Yuri back me into the container at gunpoint. The steel door to the pod slammed shut and dulled the sound of the raging storm with a sudden and deathly finality that gave me a chill. I worried about Sammo. After all, I was the oldest and was supposed to look out for him. But truth be told, he was always there to cover my back when I got us into hot water. My fellow prisoners began to murmur their fears around me in a babble of languages, Tagalog, Cantonese, Burmese, and Thai Kadai. The absolute terror was very clear in their voices. "What is happening? Why are we being locked in? What are they doing?" Unfortunately, I was pretty sure I knew exactly what the ship's crew was doing. I had guessed something like this might happen from the minute the rising intensity of the storm drove the freighter onto the shoals off Cape May, New Jersey. It was pretty clear that the crew was preparing to dump the containers, with us in them, overboard into the raging sea to cover any signs of their criminality in smuggling in illegals. It was a tactic the slavers of old had used when they were afraid of being caught with the goods, while plying the triangle trade route from Africa in the Atlantic. It was as cruel and heartless then as it was now, but with the history lesson for me coming a little too close to home. I was in the corner near to the metal container door, crushed by the bodies of my fellow prisoners up against the joining of the corrugated walls of our prison. The stale human smell of the metal box, where we had often slept over the last weeks, was already rank and airless, but now the scent of fear made it even more oppressive. I had to work to fight my own natural panic at the fouling air and used martial arts calming breaths to focus on my situation and steady my hands. I then put an escape plan into effect I had prepared as a contingency. Mom taught me to always have a plan B ready. My name is John Shadows. My father was born Anton Shadow, but changed it legally to the nom de guerre Shadows, which the newspapers had given him as a globe-trotting do-gooder long before I was born. So, along with the new family name, I sort of inherited the family business as I grew up. That business was helping the helpless and giving hope to the hopeless. At least that is the motto of the organization he founded, the Shadows Foundation for Justice. Dad was of Scot-French descent, and my mom, Korean-Japanese, which made me an all-American mutt. But being a mixed blood is a mixed blessing, and in this case, directly led to me and my cousin being in those sealed shipping containers facing a watery grave. On one hand, my background often meant I was an outsider to more than one culture. On the other hand, when I wanted to, I could blend fairly well in several. Like Dad, I was tall and a polyglot, and though I had to often dye my prematurely white hair dark for undercover jobs, my features allowed me to infiltrate.